NPR.
You know, Waylon, the seasons have changed. The sun is shining.
My allergies are going nuts.
You know what that means.
It's spring at the Indicator.
That's right.
And, you know, despite the allergies, I feel great. I feel like it's time for the Indicator Quiz. This is the Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Waylon Wong.
And I'm Adrian Ma. Today's topic is labor. And let's meet our contestant, which is Kirsten Crump.
Hello, it is great to be here.
I am a junior in high school in Raleigh, North Carolina.
What's your favorite part about high school?
I'm in orchestra, and that's fun.
Yeah. You're in orchestra? I was in high school orchestra. What do you play?
I play the violin.
I play the violin.
That's very exciting.
Before this becomes the Waylon and Kirsten orchestra podcast, we do have a quiz to get to. We're going to learn more about Kirsten later in the show. But for now, Kirsten, thanks for being on the Indicator Quiz. Do you feel like you've labored enough listening to The Indicator to feel good about your chances?
It's certainly been a labor of love, yes.
Nice.
That's what we like to hear.
Quiz time coming up after the break.
I'm scared.
You're scared? Don't be scared. We don't bite.
This message comes from NPR sponsor E-Trade from Morgan Stanley. Take control of your financial future with E-Trade. No matter what kind of investor you are, their tools and resources can help you be ready for what's next. Now, when you open an account, you can get up to $1,000 with a qualifying deposit. Terms apply. Learn more at etrade.com/NPR. Investing involves risks. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC. Member SIPC. E-Trade is a business of Morgan Stanley.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Arctic Wolf. Their researchers have released the Arctic Wolf Lab's 2024 threat report. Why will 2024 be a volatile year for cybersecurity? Learn more and get your copy now at arcticwolf.com/NPR. This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. For a limited time, new customer plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. Go to mintmobile.com/indicator. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, Indicator Quiz time. Our contestant, Kirsten Crump, is raring to go. How are you feeling, Kirsten?
I'm a little nervous, but pretty psyched.
Do not be nervous. Waylon is going to be your partner for this first half of the quiz. Just in case, if you need a little help or need to phone a friend.
I'm here to serve.
And with that, let's get to the questions. Okay, question number one. Several states have relaxed their child labor laws in recent years. One of the most recent is Indiana. So, true or false, starting next year, Indiana will allow teens 16 to 17 to work more than 40 hours a week during the school week. True or false?
Ooh, okay. I'm going to say true. Oh, is that the good sound?
Yeah.
Okay, I was
kidding. You are correct. According to this law recently passed in Indiana, teens ages 16 to 17 can work more than 40 hours a week during the school week.
How do you feel about that as a teen?
So I have a job. I work at Chick-fil-A. I don't work many hours at all. And I think a lot of my friends would be happy to have more time to work. I mean, it kind of does sound like child labor a little bit. 40 hours is quite a lot.
Yeah, it's never too early to work yourself into an early grave. Sorry, that was kind of grim.
That was very grim.
That was a little grim. I take it back. Keeping the good vibes going. Question number two. In February, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that there were 33 major work stoppages that began in 2023. Now, a major work stoppage is defined as a strike or a lockout that lasts at least one shift and involves at least 1,000 workers. So there were 33 of these that began last year. True or false? That 33 is an all-time record for work stoppages.
Okay, I'm going to consult Waylon on this one.
Okay. One thing we've covered on the show is that labor activity is not quite where it used to be.
Okay.
Remember to take into account kind of the broader historical context.
Okay, so I'm going to say false.
Yes, last year was the biggest year for major work stoppages in almost a quarter century, but the peak year for work stoppages since the BLS started tracking them was 1952. That year, there were 470 major work stoppages. So this next question is multiple choice, and it's about union membership rates. In the U.S., how many workers out of every 10 belong to a union? The choices are 1 out of 10, 3 out of 10, 4 out of 10, or 6 out of 10.
Okay, you guys are part of a union, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I think we have not great union membership rates, but also not like 10% low. So I'm going to say C, 4 out of 10. Oh.
The actual answer is 1 out of 10.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which you might not guess. I mean, like, based on what you have seen probably in the news over the past year or so, we saw Striketober being, a thing, and Hot Labor Summer. It seems like there's a lot of union activity, but union membership has actually stayed pretty flat in recent years.
That is crazy.
We're going to take a quick break from these questions so we can get to know you a little bit better. So can you tell us about how you got into economics?
Around 3 years ago, I started running cross country, and I'm not a person who could just like grit through the pain and just run. So I was trying out some music and some podcasts and things, and Planet Money was recommended to me. So I started listening to Planet Money on my runs, and I got sort of addicted. And as soon as I heard there was another like sister show, I was into that as well. So I started listening to you guys maybe 3 years ago. Now every time when I go out for a run, I just listen to economics podcasts, and it's great. I just hope that if I was on this show in like 20 years, I could be like, yes, I work in the Federal Reserve, or I am a research economist or something. So that's what I hope I am in the future.
Aww.
Oh my gosh, I love that. And then we could have you back on the show, and you could be like, I just wrote a groundbreaking research paper, and then you can tell us what you did.
That would be crazy. This is my start of my economics arc.
So I think maybe we can move on to the second half of the quiz. This time, I'll be asking the questions, and then if you need to phone a friend, you've got Adrian right here, so we're going to switch roles.
I got you.
On our last Jobs Friday, we highlighted a job that is putting wind in the sails of the U.S. labor market. That job is wind turbine technicians. And so the question is, the number of wind techs in the U.S. is expected to grow by how much over 10 years? 45%, 50%, 55%, or 60%?
Those are close intervals. I'm going to say A, 45%.
Oh my goodness, you have such a good memory for shows. Yes, the answer is 45%. And Darian actually got to play wind tech for a day, and he like got to go up in a windmill. And
that was a great episode.
Next question. The sale of U.S. Steel to Nippon Steel has caused waves for months since it was announced last December. What is the name of the trade union that represents U.S. Steel workers? Here are your choices. USW, or United Steelworkers, USSWS, or the United States Steelworker Society, the Steely Dans, DANS, Dudes Against Non-U.S. Steel, or your last choice is the union called the USSR, the United Steel Soldiers Republic.
I really wish there was a union called the Steely Dans, but I don't think that's it. I'm gonna say the USW.
And that is correct. USW, yes. The United Steelworkers. So yes, you know your union names. maybe like a future steel union could be called the Steely Dans.
They probably get more public support that way.
That is it for our Indicator quiz. And you did amazing. I wasn't even keeping track, but I think you only got like one wrong. Right? Was anyone keeping track? This is just for funsies.
I was going for 100%, but it's okay.
Also, the point of the quiz is that you are going to get a plushie of our official Indicator mascot, our new one, the alligator.
What? Okay, that's way better than socks, I'm just going to say. Oh my, I'm like so excited now.
Kirsten, it was awesome having you on the Indicator quiz. I think the future of the econ profession is looking bright.
come back anytime. Maybe the next time you come back on, we'll be like Dr. Crumb, esteemed economist.
There's no one that I'd rather hear that from than you guys.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Man, I love you guys.
Are you interested in being a contestant on our next Indicator quiz? Email us your name and number at indicator@npr.org.
This show was produced by Angel Carreras with engineering from Robert Rodriguez. It was fact-checked by Sierra Juarez. Kate Kinkannon edits the show, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.
Taylor Swift has dropped a new album. She is the biggest pop star in the world, and everything she does makes news.
I gasped. I was like, oh my God, I've been there, and you can identify with it.
For a breakdown of Taylor Swift and her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, listen to the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast from NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
If you've never donated to the NPR network before, that's okay. Public radio is available to everyone for free. But we do rely on listener support from those who are able to give. So join the community of supporters for Public Media Giving Days, coming up on May 1st and 2nd. Please give at donate.npr.org, and thank you.